Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio. And, you know, I don't know about you, but I watched in horror a couple of weeks ago as two brothers were playing when a dresser, they were moving or something, or they were, the dressers were empty, but one of the dresser actually fell on one of the brothers, and the other one, I don't know how he was able to do it, but he picked it up and got the other one out from underneath. But how many times, and they were both actually perfect, they were fine, no one was hurt. But how many times have we heard about a television dropping or a piece of furniture and hurting children? So joining us today is Commissioner Marietta Robinson, and she is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commissioner, and we're so thrilled to have you with us today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Frankie. I really appreciate it.
So did you happen to see that little, the two boys playing and the dresser fell?
I sure did, and I can't tell you how thrilled I was that went viral, first and foremost, because no one was injured, but it brought to people's attention that this danger is lurking in their house. You know, we have a child in an emergency room every 30 minutes in this country, and we have a child killed every 2 weeks from furniture and or televisions falling on the child. And
I had no idea.
Just don't know that danger's there.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
I had no idea it was that huge a problem.
It really is. And, you know, when I talk to people who talk about childproofing their house, you know, think about getting rid of knives, you know, putting covers over your plugs, making sure your cabinet under your kitchen sink is locked. But people just don't think about tipping furniture. And it's a very, very dangerous thing that's in everybody's home. And whenever I hear these parents interviewed on shows after a child has died, and they always say the same thing, I had no idea that this was a danger.
Oh my gosh. So how do you safe proof your furniture for the little ones?
So what we're really trying to encourage people to do is to go to anchorit.gov, which is a website that we've set up to help people, because it is so easy, so inexpensive, to anchor your furniture to the wall and your televisions to the wall. And if you can't, if you live in a rental unit or there's some reason you can't put a hole in your wall, we have tips on how you can still make your furniture and your television safe. And the reason we're focusing on it right now at the Consumer Product Safety Commission is because it's right before Super Bowl and people are buying those new televisions. This is one of the most popular times for buying a new TV, and they buy the new TV, and frequently they'll mount it to the wall and they'll move that old TV into a kid's room, and they don't even think about mounting that television or the piece of
furniture
right. that they
You're
put
right.
it on.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. Okay, so dressers. I've noticed myself, I don't have children, but there was a little dresser that I had, and you just touch it and it's so lightweight, a table, a yep. little end table. Yep. You know, it was hand painted and funky, and I don't have it anymore. I gave it away, but I could see that being a real problem for a child.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, we're trying at our commission to make the manufacturers make the furniture safer. And we've had recalls, one in particular, of tens of millions of dressers that were just dangerous. They don't meet the minimal standards for being stable. And you're absolutely right. Some of these, you barely touch them and they tip over. So we're trying to get them off the market. We're trying to inform consumers, you know, that we've worked very hard to negotiate so that this company has to pay for coming to pick up the dresser, full refund, or if you want to keep the dresser, they have to pay for a professional to come in and mount it to the wall. We've worked very hard on that. But this effort that you're being so helpful with, Frankie, and I really thank you, is getting the message out to your listeners that the danger's there and that they need to go to anchorit.gov and find out how easily they can avoid this happening in their house.
Well, first of all, I just want to thank you for what you're doing. And by the way, I know you have to run to another interview, but you were nominated, by the way, to your position by President Barack Obama, and you were confirmed by the
Correct.
Senate, and you were officially sworn in July 2nd, 2013, to a term that expires, and it's so nice to have you with us talking about this, and we appreciate all of this effort, and I will continue to talk about this while you're running off to your next interview.
I really appreciate it, and I'll tell you, it's really nice in these turbulent times to have government at its very best, and at my agency, it really is.
Yes. Congratulations for all that you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Thank
Commissioner.
You.
And so I just want to go on. Every 30 minutes, a child in the United States is injured from a TV or furniture tip-over accident. Every 30 minutes. This one is just a horrible statistic. Every 2 weeks, a child dies when a television, a piece of furniture, or an appliance falls on him. Imagine every 2 weeks. Almost 95% of the victims of TV tip-over deaths are children. When a television falls from an average-sized dresser, it can fall with the force of thousands of pounds. So, if you have any little ones, this is really, really important, and it's very important. It's AnchorIt. ANCHORIT.gov, anchorit.gov, and that will give you all of the information that you need and to know about that. And what we didn't talk about with the commissioner is that this campaign, this is an opportunity to really and truly change. So IKEA, And I IKEA was at fault for selling these dressers that could be tipped over, and they have rectified it, and they now give you back your money, and they have a kit to help put it on and all that. So wherever you buy your furniture, make sure that it's going to be able to be anchored if you have small children, because this is a really sad thing. And by the way, according to the Consumer Technology Association, new televisions are the top buying list of what consumers most often buy, of course, before the Super Bowl. And I was just talking with Ricky before we went on air, and I said, you know, I'm waiting for my invitation, but my screen is really small, and my neighbor's has the 60-inch one, which is just so awesome. It's like being in a movie theater. But the Consumer Technology Association says when shopping for a new TV before the big game, consumers often start with a list of requirements, and the list includes the size, brand, and technology of the TV. Is it an HD? Is it a UHD? Is it an LED? And they say it's all important, but it has to be secure. and it can even fall off and harm you. So it's not even just for children anymore. It's how is the television when you go to go near it or you touch it? Is it loose? It can it easily be disturbed? Is there a dog in the house that can, you know, you see those commercials? I just love those commercials with the dogs and the trouble that they get into. There's, I think it's, I forget the name of it now. Isn't that terrible? I can't remember the name of the insurance company, but the commercials are brilliant. I guess they're not that brilliant because I can't remember. But anyway, they have so many different commercials with dogs and accidentally doing this and accidentally doing that. And listen, my friend's dog, Leo, is the cutest little thing. He is he's a Cocker Spaniel, an English Cocker Spaniel, not an American in English. And so he's these big floppy ears, and I call him Dennis the Menace. He's constantly getting into trouble and knocking things over. It's just what he does. So I'm just saying that even if you don't have children, just be careful, because those dogs and cats can be difficult and do all kinds of things too. So anchorit.gov is the website, and check it out and get all that information and make sure that everything you have in your home is secure, because it's so important for all of us to be safe. And we'll take a quick break. We will be back in just a moment. I'm Frankie Boyer. This is Biz Talk Radio, and we will be back in just a moment.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are the only brand of probiotics that do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide today.
Boost your immune system naturally with Silver Biotics. Nestled in the foothills of the majestic Rocky Mountains, American Biotech Labs LLC is determined to serve you. Our Silver Soul technology is a patented technology that will forever change the nano silver market. One of our company goals is to bring to you nano silver products that are affordable, powerful, and yet as gentle and natural as the earth we live in. Enter in code Frankie30 at checkout to receive 30% off of your order at ablsilver.com. Once again, that code is Frankie30 to receive 30% off of your order. Visit ablsilver.com today. These products are dietary supplements. These products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Please consult a qualified medical professional for information, diagnosis, or treatment of such diseases.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. And, you know, I absolutely am... So, I have never met Sophie Savage, but I'm crazy about her philosophy and her new book. It's called The Cancer Whisperer, Finding Courage, Direction, and the Unlikely Gifts of Cancer. And Sophie, I just love what you're doing and your message, and welcome to the program. It's so nice to have you right here on the Frankie Boyer Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Frankie.
So, you're in England, correct?
I am in England.
And you have...
It's the afternoon here.
Yes, and you're an inspirational writer and a speaker and a facilitator who's worked in the field of human development, emotional intelligence, mindset change, and corporate culture change for more than 20 years. But it was a few years ago when your little girl was 4 years of age when... Tell everyone what happened, please.
It was 2.5 years ago. I was feeling pretty normal and well. I had one symptom, a sharp pain in my back, and my sixth sense kicked in. I knew it was something very serious. So I pushed for answers, and to cut a long story short, I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer, and they found tumors in my lungs, lymph nodes, bones, and brain at that point. I was in very big trouble at that point, and obviously devastated and blindsided.
Yes, yes. Happily married, a little 4-year-old, but you did something that most people, when they hear those words, resign themselves to whatever is supposed to be, and that's it, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. You took direct action, and I love, there's one place here, and I want to just go back to where you wrote, and I hope I can find it. But you decided to, you said, you're not a victim of cancer. Who seized a diagnosis as bad or unfair. And I love this line. You take radical responsibility for tracing its root causes, physical, environmental, emotional, and psychological.
That's right. I think part of the problem is that we treat cancer as a physical disease. And medically, we treat tumors. We don't treat necessarily the underlying causes of those tumors, which are diverse. But mainly, we treat cancer as a physical illness, and we don't treat or help people navigate their way through the emotional challenges that come with this disease as well. You know, you're a patient with a disease, not a person with dis-ease. That was my experience. And the medical system can suck you in. And it's so terrifying when you get a diagnosis like this. I mean, and I was terrified. Don't get me wrong. I was terrified.
Yeah.
and grief-stricken. Yeah. But with the background you shared that I had, I know how to work through terror, and I spent the first 6 weeks while they were still finding all the tumors working with my mind and my fear. Because if you don't take hold of your fear takes hold of you, and it starts making your decisions for you. And many, many people don't know how to even acknowledge their fear, especially in this country, let alone transform it. Because when you do that, you can take charge. You can take charge of your treatment. You can respond to what's happening in a creative and proactive way. And I think it's very easy to... I mean, I hear people sometimes say, why me, when they get this diagnosis? And that usually means it shouldn't have happened to me, I'm innocent, or it means it happened to me because I'm to blame.
Right, right.
And actually, I think you can say, what was my part in this happening, without blaming yourself or without denying responsibility as well? And some cancers are genetic. They're just totally out of your control. But I think there are many root causes, and we need to be asking, what was my part in this happening, and what can I do about that? Because that's where I have some power. I don't have power in my genes, but I do have power over the fact that I had eating disorders when I was younger, and I'm sure they sowed the seeds of my cancer today, for example.
I love the quote that you have with Maya Angelou, that you may not control all the events that happen to you, but you can choose not to be reduced by them. And I love that quote.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes. So I just, you know, I practice epigenetics. And I actually work really hard at, you know, looking at my life and my lifestyle, taking ownership and responsibility for it. And I love that you have been doing this for years in the work that you do. Do you think that this work has saved your life? Do you think that this is why you were put in the position of the work that you've been doing for the past 20 years, so that it would prepare you for these days?
That's a great question. I do think it has saved my life. I also need to acknowledge my doctors who have also saved my life. So it's mind, body, and spirit.
Yes,
it's not one
yes.
or the other. I think it's an integrated thing, and they worked with my body, and I worked with my mind and my spirit. So, but what I noticed over here is you're given leaflets about how to deal with the side effects of chemotherapy, for example. But no one gives you a leaflet about how to deal with your grief or your rage. And because I had the background that I had, it seemed rude not for me to not write this book. It seemed like I was almost required to do it. That sounds a bit crazy, but I felt called to do it because I couldn't find this book in the market. There were lots of books about cancer and lots of books about wellness and juicing and all good stuff, but not about how to navigate the psychological journey, let alone about how to claim the gifts of something potentially devastating. So that's what I did. I wrote it in 6 weeks because it wanted out, and here we are.
So for anyone listening that's going through a chronic illness, that's going through the... whether it be Lyme disease or whether it be sinusitis or whether it be the cancer, you say take ownership. Tell us what you mean by that.
I mean you can be a victim of your disease, or you can meet it with your heart open and your backbone on. So I took charge of my treatment. It's very easy to get sucked into the medical system, and before you know it, you're given appointments and drugs,
yes.
and you don't know what's going on, and you're like a
deer. We have to move on, but oh my gosh, I wish we had more time with you, because the book is called The Cancer Whisperer, and Sophie Savage, I need to get you on my Holistic Health Show. We'll book that, and we'll have you back again. I love it. I have cancer. Cancer does not have me. And what's the best website?
SophieSavage.com. And the book's on sale, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. It's out in America.
Awesome. Thank you. Congratulations. And we'll be right back. I'm Frankie Boyer, and this is Biz Talk Radio.
Health news update. The big topic trending this time of year is how do you lose the weight after all of the rich holiday food? Here's a tip from weight loss specialist and body regime educator Valerie Hall.
Over the past 20 years, I've consulted and helped thousands of people achieve their weight loss goals, and I've found that it's not just enough to go on a diet and cut calories. That just doesn't last. By using a naturally derived supplement like Body Regime to stabilize the three key areas of weight control, appetite, metabolism, and very importantly, mood, you will create a platform for success, not failure. I've personally noticed beneficial effects in all of these areas with Body Regime for myself and my clients. It's a must for anyone watching their weight.
Call toll-free 1-844-550-2639. That's 844-550-BODY. When you buy two bottles of Body Regime, you will receive a third free. 30-day money-back guarantee. Free shipping in the U.S. That's 1-844-550-2639. Also available on Amazon.com.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, and this is the kind of story that we all need to hear. This story, it's a true story, and this is Biz Talk Radio. Joining us now is William Dunn. It is an intimate and shocking true story that tells of the tragic plight of Sandra Dunn. And the book is called Sandy's Gift, Walking with the Light. And Bill, what a time you have had. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So you became a very successful, you worked in as a back office clerk, and you went right through the ranks to become a successful bond trader at a major investment firm.
Yes.
You met the love of your life. You had two beautiful young children. And your wife started to behave erratically. And share a little bit about what happened and what ultimately did happen.
Okay. Things were going fine. You know, look, I was very fortunate. I met this woman at a party. She was with another guy. We locked eyes. The whole thing occurred. In the summer of 2006, and what occurred the year before that in 2005 in August, we were on a vacation. The latter part of the vacation, we went to Long Island for a party, a wedding, okay? And we got out there, and we stayed at a place called Santorini's on the North Shore. And a lot of family members were staying there. And my wife, when we pulled into this place, got a very strange look on her face and was petrified. This is a mafia place, and it was just bizarre, and I couldn't understand this. We later went out to lunch with my two children, and all of a sudden, I'm sitting there in the restaurant. I look at my wife, Sandy, and she turns beet red and starts sweating profusely. And after a few minutes, I said, "What's wrong? Let's go outside." She discloses to me she's going through the change of life, and I said, "Have you talked to doctor?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "When you get back home, make sure you go see the doctor, and whatever you need to take, take." Throughout the following year, there were some odd events that occurred, but by the summer, when the children were out of school, I was getting phone calls from my children going, "She's doing it again." And I'd say, "What? Mom's acting weird." I didn't see this because I wasn't there. I was working. So eventually what occurred, she jumped out of a moving vehicle about 2 weeks before she was involuntarily taken from her home with my children present. The weekend before...
So she jumped out of a... She jumped out of the car
at 25 miles an hour as we were heading away for the weekend. In the car.
With the kids in the car.
My daughter screams, and we had to coax her into the car. She kept saying, "Where are we going? Where are you taking me?" This is before. This was 2 hours. This is an hour and a half of where are we going? What are we doing? I said, "Sandy, we're going to the Catskills, where we go every, which we used to go all the time. We had a place up there." Just out of nowhere, this occurred. And so what happened was she jumps out of a moving vehicle at 25 miles an hour. My daughter screams. I hear a noise. My daughter screams, and I see my wife rolling on the ground. Well, we get out of the car. I get out of the car. I say, "Look, let's go to the doctor right now." "No, no, I won't take my medicine." For a year, she had lied to me and told me she was seeing a doctor. I didn't know, okay? I assumed she was. So the bottom line was, on the Sunday before she, about a week later, the Sunday before she was removed from her home, I'm reading an article. And there were some other things that occurred. But I'm reading this article on the Sunday paper about 8 o'clock at night, and it shows this young man named Jack Kleminski, who was 12 years old, whose mother suffocated him in the next town over of Basking Ridge. We lived in New Vernon, New Jersey, the most expensive zip code in the state of New Jersey. Okay? And it stated in this article that the mother had retained custody. The son and the father had said there were mental health issues. And I'm telling you, a light went off in my head, Frankie, and I went, "This is not... There's something wrong here."
Right.
So the next morning when I awoke, I couldn't find my wife. She was asleep on the floor, curled up to my daughter, next to my daughter on the floor. the day that she was taken away Friday, my 12-year-old daughter disclosed to DIFAS, the Division of Youth and Family Service, to a caseworker and the police, that when she woke up that morning, her mother was holding a 14-inch carving knife in her hands. That's what got her into the hospital. During the stay there, she thought she was in a reality show and all sorts of oddball things. She never signed consent forms, so she finally verbally agreed to let the doctors, because she wouldn't sign anything. And at her hearing that occurred on the Friday before Labor Day weekend that year, Judge Robert Brennan overruled doctors who said that she was a threat to herself and the public at large and let her back into the home. He ruled that the police reports and the DIFAS documents were hearsay evidence in his court of law and let her back into the house. I was barred from her hearing due to an act of Congress called HIPAA. Within the HIPAA law, there is a statute called the Patient's Privacy Act. And because of that...
So even though you were her husband, you...
I'm barred from her court hearing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Now, this gets better, because check this one out. I eventually filed litigation, okay? You'll never guess which judge got assigned the case, the same SOB.
No.
For 5 years, he signed his name, the documents, on and on and on, and 2 days before our arbitration, he withdrew himself from the case. So I want the world to know what Robert J. Brennan did to my home. How's that?
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good story, huh? I could go on and on a lot. So ask me anything else. That's really a short version of it.
So what eventually happened to Sandy? And this is such an important story because we don't understand mental illness. We don't understand this in our country at all.
We don't take it seriously. On November 30th, 3 months after she was released, she took her own life in the house, a suicide. And I don't want to go into the details over the air here, but they're in the book. Got it?
Okay.
It's too personal, and you know, there's some issues there, but they are all listed in the book. Okay, so she took her own life. Okay, and I kept thinking injustice was done to my home. Well, when I finally did the litigation, the Rotolo law firm, once they finally uncovered everything, I'm like, boy, oh boy, you know, a local police department. State employees falsified documents from DIFAS. They shredded documents. They falsified reports, and they never thought they'd get caught. 6 years later, I prevailed in a very large arbitration for my children. Okay?
Good for you. Good for you. This is such an incredible story. How are the girls today?
I'm very proud of them. They're doing well, and, you know, I've told them that I don't want to discuss them on the air. So, you know, We've survived the hurricane, the eye of the storm. Somehow, I don't know. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for my children. This is a very difficult subject.
Sure.
And I said this to Leslie because of some very spiritual things that happened, and she's finally come to understand why. And you know, I didn't write this story. First, I started to write because I'm angry, and then all the odd things that happened. Well, all the spiritual things that happened that I understand now why this happened to me at my household. And I truly believe that, I truly believe that if I can share this story, that maybe some other families won't have to go through.
Oh, absolutely, Bill.
All
absolutely,
right.
Bill.
All right, I'm getting a little choked up.
No. I'm just so pleased that you wrote this book, that you've been so honest with us on air, that you've been so honest in this book, because as I said, we really and truly... You know, I know firsthand, I have several connections to mental illness at its worst, and I understand the episodes, and I understand the erratic behavior, and I understand how when someone is in the midst of an episode, how difficult it is, and the system just doesn't understand, and there really isn't, you know, for... a field, you know, when you break your arm, you go to a doctor, they take an x-ray, they patch your arm up, they do surgery if they need to. We don't have anything quite like that. Someone said to me, mental illness is still in the dark ages because there's not any set protocols. There's no, you can't have your brain x-rayed. You know, it's so different. It's a very different field.
Completely, completely. And listen, I'm a pretty smart guy, I think. You know, I graduated college in 4 years. I worked my tail off. I did okay. And, you know, my hands were tied by this. But, you know, here's some things that people don't understand. In America, according to the Bureau for Mental Health, there are 26% of any American today over the age of 18 is walking around with something. About 6% of 270 million adults in America have a severe form of mental illness. About 15 million. 15 million people. And, and I said the other day, recently on another interview, we don't take it seriously. There was
we
a
don't.
Man who arrived.
You know, Bill, we've got to run. We're out of time. Okay. I'm so sorry. This is such an important story. Give us the website and how people can buy the book.
The website right now is williamdunnauthor.com, Frankie, and the book will be available through Amazon on the 15th of February, but it is also pre-orders are available through seattlebookcompany.com. That's SBC.com.
Wonderful. Come back again, and we'll talk a little bit longer because it's such an important subject, and I appreciate your honesty, and we'll
Anytime,
be back
Frankie.
In a moment. Frankie Boyer, this is Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Mom, can I have some Spry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger's, and all natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
There is more to me, Queen Eliara of Elfgard, than my elven magic. Just as there's more to GEICO than saving you money, GEICO also gives you 24/7 access to licensed agents online, on the phone, or on the GEICO app. And while I am a mighty elf queen, I am also a mighty big fan of barbecue potato chips. Minions! More smoky mesquite!
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
And welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer. She's back with a brand new book, Primal Fat Burner, Live Longer, Slow Aging, Superpower Your Brain, and Save Your Life with a High-Fat, Low-Carb Paleo Diet. No kidding, no kidding, no kidding. Forward by Dr. David Perlmutter, and we are so thrilled to have Nora back. Nora Godwis, and she's a board-certified nutritional consultant, board-certified clinical neurofeedback specialist, recognized authority on the ketosis and paleo diets, and we're so thrilled she's back. And Nora, how are you? It's been much too long.
Frankie, I was so thrilled to see you on the list today of radio hosts that was going to be talking to us. Like, oh, Frankie, we haven't talked in such a long time. It's been too long.
I know. So you're one of the original paleo people that stood up and said, wait a minute, America, get rid of your grains, get rid of the bread. Keep the butter, get rid of the bread, get rid of the pasta, and get rid of the sugar. Okay.
Right.
We now understand what you were saying. It took a while for Americans. They're starting to get the hang of it. And when I said to people that gluten-free, grain-free was the answer I got, you know, we got they looked at us like we had three heads, not two.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's one and a half heads we have. You know what I mean? It's getting
right.
Better. It's getting better. But you take it one step further. And
I do.
We all know that fat is such a the good fats, good fats are so important. And tell us what good fats are, please.
Well, okay. So And you know, I should probably also define what being a primal fat burner is, because it sounds a little bit, at first glance, like it might be a weight loss book. And I am happy to say that it will probably be a favorite side effect that people experience when they adopt this way of eating, that if they need to lose weight, that is, and if they don't, then it will still help them. But the true definition of being a primal fat burner is successfully adopting a fat-burning metabolism that, you know, instead of glucose, relies on free fatty acids and something called ketones for fuel, which are like the energy units of fat. And, you know, we relying on that instead of a sugar-burning metabolism that is entirely based on glucose, which is the unfortunate, rather unnatural norm in our society. And, you know, the carbs that supply us with glucose are a little more than metabolic kindling for us. They burn off really fast. They need constant replenishing. They also stimulate these damaging levels of insulin. So this abnormal norm was initially, you know, established by a growing over-reliance on mainstream agriculture and especially nutritional inferior monocrops for cheap dietary staples. And
you mean,
you know,
wait a minute, you mean like corn, extra corn?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, it's like, well, you know, if you want to, you know, if you want to, you know, eat like livestock, then you might as well get used to looking like fattened livestock and maybe also being treated like livestock. But, you know, these are new foods to us. We've only really been doing this agricultural thing for about the last 10,000 years, and with an increasing dependence on carbohydrate-based foods that is really a first for us in our long evolutionary history. You know, the evidence certainly shows from everything from stable isotopic analysis of human bone collagen remains from every period of our evolutionary history that have ever been studied, you know, certainly by the Institute for Evolutionary Anthropology in Leipzig, Germany. You know, they found that the evidence shows that overwhelmingly we evolved as carnivores, and not just carnivores, but higher level carnivores than, you know, bears, wolves, foxes, and other predators that we lived alongside during these time periods. But through that entire time period, the thing that humans that our predecessors have always had a voracious appetite for during our sort of hominid evolutionary history has been fat, dietary fat. And when we think about it, you know, right up until about 10,000 years ago, from 2.6 million years ago right up to 10,000 years ago, we were sharing the world with at least 120 species of enormous herbivores, enormous animals that we call megafauna. We're talking woolly mammoths and mastodons and multiple species of elephant and giant, sloths and 500-pound beavers and giant aurochs and Irish elk and all these enormous creatures that were not as fast-moving as many of the animals we see frolicking around the woods today, but they had huge amounts of body fat. And we were smart enough, we figured out how to bring those animals down, and we coveted that fat like nothing else. And it was that taste for fat that made our particular primate brain really unique in the primate world, in that our brain size grew to unprecedented, at an unprecedented rate, and mm-hmm. to unprecedented size and sophistication in a really short period of time. So it was our taste for fat that we can thank for that most unique of human characteristics.
So what I want people to understand is that the mental and physical health benefits are huge. The improved overall health, the fact that we are now understanding, we're understanding that when you give rats sugar or cocaine, they would prefer the cocaine because the sugar is more addictive than the cocaine. We don't understand the spirals. And that the fat satisfies in a way that is so profound that it really changes the whole game.
Right.
When it comes to appetite.
Right. I mean, fat is hugely, you know, beneficial to us, but sugar is definitely the more addictive of the two. And
yeah.
Grains also contain addictive compounds, morphine-like compounds, you know, gluteomorphin, protonorphin.
Absolutely, including oatmeal for some of us. So Primal Fat
sure.
Burner is the newest book by Nora. Nora, what's the best website? How can people find out more about you and the work you're doing?
Right. So you can go to primalfatburner.com, and there is some free bonus material for people that are interested in more information about this and maybe a little more myth debunking. I also have my original website, which is primalbody-primalmind.com. And there are a lot of articles, lots of free information, access to some of my old podcasts and things like that. I'm also creating a new educational program, a weekly informational.
We got to run. We're out of time. Nora will be on my health show later. Thanks so much, Nora, and we'll be back next time. Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day, and as always, smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the
sky you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.